Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to season 3. I'm so excited that we made it to season 3, and happy new year. It's 2021. We made it. We came through 2020, and we made it. I'm so grateful that you stuck with me through season 1 and season 2. And I'm excited to bring you season 3 episode 1 because I have a special guest. And this special guest is none other than retired police sergeant of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Michael Moore, aka Daddy. For this episode, Dad will share with us 3 proverbs that we can apply to our lives for 2021 and beyond. So I'm excited to have my dad on this episode because I can always count on him to give me good encouragement and to always have a word of advice, especially when I was serving in the military and there were days where I just felt like giving up. He was one of the persons I would turn to simply because he understood the life of service being in the constabulary force. So it just made sense to have my dad on for the first episode. We're gonna be talking about some proverbs, and these proverbs I think are important lessons that we should take with us into 2021, and I just want to get my dad's perspective on these proverbs and just to get his word of advice for the new year, and I'm excited. So let's get into it. Hi Daddy, say hello to the people for me.
Hello you beautiful people out there, happy new year and all the best for this 2021.
Perfect. So Daddy, you want us to go through the first proverb?
Sure. The first one is, if you want good, your nose have to run. English translation, if you want good, your nose will have to run. In essence, what this proverb is saying is that for you to be successful at anything or successful in life, you must be prepared for rough times or difficult times. Or we'd apply this to our personal life in 2021 as it relates to moving forward. When you look back at 2020 with COVID-19 and the difficulties that it brought to our people, and we're still experiencing it because we would say COVID not done yet. It was rough before, but it's even rougher. It's more tough, more difficult times because of the situation or the crisis that we now find ourselves in. However, they say when things get tough, the tough gets going. So we have to exercise faith in the Almighty. We can't sit back and chop our hands in the air. We have to be faithful and be determined and work hard. Like my friend would have said that, you're prepared to make a lot more sacrifices than you would have already made before because of the difficult and more treacherous time that's ahead of us. Now, just like anything else, persistence, hard work and will, and you'll overcome. Just don't give up. Exercise a lot of patience and of faith and keep going at it. Like they say, knock on the door and it will open. You want to succeed, just keep going at it. One day, you'll eventually overcome.
Thank you, Daddy. That was excellent. So, my beautiful souls, as you just heard with the first proverb that my dad shared, we've come out of a rough 2020, and 2021 may or may not shape up to be the same. Who knows? It's still early days yet. But in everything that you go through, persistence, perseverance, discipline, and faith will be key to the kind of life that you'll create for yourself in the new year. So we're going to move to the second proverb that my dad is going to read. He's going to also give the translation, the meaning, and how we can apply that proverb to our lives for 2021 and beyond.
Okay, so our next proverb is 1-1 cocoa full basket. The English translation remains the same, 1-1 cocoa full basket. All right, what this proverb is saying is that although what you have may be small or limited, over time with patience, determination, faith, and will, you can achieve your goal. As long as you make meaningful use of what it is that you have. You use it effectively and efficiently. And as time goes by, it will accumulate. You could compare it with a savings account. You keep going to the bank from time to time, no matter how small the amount is, whether it's, you name it, a $20, $100, a $500. And within the next 5 or 10 years, or even less than that, when you go back there and you decide to do an update, you find out that, hey, few little dollars that you were putting aside now become a lot of dollars. So, fact of the matter is that you don't have to have a large amount of anything to do something. Just work with what you have and give thanks. And it in time, it will be multiplied.
Thank you, Daddy. So that was the second proverb. One coke of full basket. As my dad said, as we go through 2021, whatever you have, start there. The point is just to start. So whether it is a business idea, whether you want to go back to school, whatever the idea is, the important thing is that you need to start. Don't focus too much on what you have and be defeated by it. Focus on where you want to get to, and it is small steps. Each step leads to progress. So as the proverb says, one coke of full basket. So just start. Thank you, Daddy. So we're going to go through the third and final proverb.
No, for the final proverb, every long lane have a turning. English translation, every long lane has a turning. How I look at it is that this is actually saying that whatever hardship or difficulty you are experiencing in your life or you're going through, it will not last. One day it will come to an end. When we look back at 2020 with COVID-19 and the hardship that it has brought onto us worldwide, a number of people died, a number of people lost job, a number of people fell ill, and there are numerous other situations. But the fact of the matter is that it comes back to belief. Difficulty will always be here with us. It's just a part of life experience. It comes back to your faith. Once you believe strongly that there's a God and He will see you through, then just do what you have to do. Put your shoulder to the wheel and work as hard as you possibly can. There's a saying that hardship not last, but people do. So as long as you don't show up your hands in the air, as long as you don't lose hope, success will always be in your reach. And at the end of the day, your situation will be changed. And you'll look back and say, thank God, finally, I made it.
That was so good, Daddy. Thank you so much for sharing those three proverbs with us, the meaning and the explanation and how we can apply them to our lives. That was very good. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you too. Thank you.
So my beautiful souls, there you have it for 2021. Three proverbs that you can use as guiding principles for how you navigate this new year and the rest of your life. So if you want good, your nose have to run. One coke of full basket, and every long lane have a turning. So if you want the best that life has to offer, and if you want the best for your life, it will require some sacrifice, and the sacrifice will be different for each of us, and it's just a matter of what you're willing to sacrifice to achieve the life that you're looking for, and whether or not the sacrifice is worth it. One coke of full basket. Progress is the aim of the game. Take small steps to achieve your goal. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So don't look at the little that you have and say it is not enough to get you where you need to go. Start That's all you need to do. Start. This podcast is the perfect example. I just had an idea and a desire, and here I am, 3 seasons later. So my encouragement to you is, start with what you have and start where you are. And the third proverb, every long lane have him turning. So just think about journeys and trips that you've been on where it's just miles and miles of a straight road and you're wondering when you'll come upon your exit or when there'll be a turn that will finally take you to your destination. Life is the same way. You will come upon challenges. You will come upon struggles. But know this. Success is not necessarily about the destination, but about the journey. The challenges, the obstacles will shape you. And if you let them, they can make you into a better person. And when you do achieve success, it'll be that much sweeter. And you'll appreciate it that much more because of all you've had to come through. So my beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening. I'm excited for season 3. I'm excited for 2021. So much to look forward to. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me through season 1 and season 2. And until next time, remember, there are 2 sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.